your lot of feet. Otherwise, I will not be saved. I cannot keep my life. You are very, very, very beloved of Krishna. So he has, Śrīla Kṛṣṇadāsa Goswāmī has written this song in Govinda Līlāmṛta with all the qualities of Śrīmatī Rādhikā. How she is beloved to Krishna. So if Krishna will hear this, oh, he will sprinkle his whole mercy to that devotee. By hearing the glories of Rādhikā, Krishna will be merciful. And by hearing the glories of Krishna, what? Rādhikā. Oh, he will be very much. So we should glorify Krishna for Rādhikā, and we should glorify Krishna to please Rādhikā in this way. No, yes. According to their quality. Oh, he engaged all. So my heartly blessings to her. And those here in this festival, they have helped anyway. Prabhu, what name? Sarbhauma Prabhu. Oh, Vishakha. What name? Sudevi. Kishori Mahan, Jagamohan, Sikhandi, Nanda Gopal, and those who took in, took in drama play, in doing kirtan. Anyhow, they came and joined. From my heart, of course, I am blessing them. Krishna should be merciful to them. I could not take the name of all Shyamrani and so many. Aranya Maharaj, Madhav Maharaj, Prabhu, Pundarik,
Lola Didi.
Lola Didi. What? Brahmachari. Radhanath, Brahmachari, and all stuck to Vata. I'm very happy. I want any gathering like this. In these 5 days, so many are so much inspired. I think that each of all, they have changed so much. Now they are very energetic, like at the time of Swamiji. So I am very happy. You should not be used weak in future. Very bold and strong. Be like Haridas Thakur and Prahlad Maharaj. Take your life in your hands for Krishna Bhakti. And always be ready to give this in the lotus feet of Gurudev and Krishna, Radha Krishna and Mahaprabhu Nityananda Prabhu. If you are like so, surely Nityananda Prabhu is responsible for this especially. If you are not going to Krishna, he is responsible. He has promised like this. Yathestam re bhrata kuru haru hari hari dhvana manisha tato nāyo mai lage idam bahu skotai ratati rati anja prasigiham aje nityānandam manisha. He has promised. Or you should chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And if you are not going to Krishna, Golok Vrindavan, I am responsible for this. You should come to me and then
complain.
No one came to him up to now. There is no example. All became happy and all went to Golok Vrindavan. So I'm also telling you all, chant, remember the sweet and powerful pastimes of Krishna, his name, Radha name, and be happy forever. So, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to whom he met, he told that, now you are Guru. I am giving the qualification of Guru. You should chant yourself Hare Krishna and tell it to others to whom you meet or see. Oh, you should say them that, oh, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I order like that. That you should, you are now Guru and you should preach Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama.
He made all Guru to preach this, to give this message to whole world. And very soon, all that South India, all West India, all North India, South India, all became devotees. At first, oh, they were like Mayavadi, very strong Mayavadi. But by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all became. I want to see that when I will come in next tour, I should see that almost, oh, not less than 1,000 should come.
There you go.
You also, at least one devotee, make 20, 25, 30, 50, 100 devotees. You should preach to all. Now you should make this chanting of Harinam very concessional rate. What is concession rate? Though you are not pure devotee. No. If you are drinking, making merry, sense, is in sense gratification, or still you should chant Hare Krishna and be ready for future, for taking initiation. Now, what you are, where you are, how you should chant. Like Nityananda Prabhu. Oh, he saw that, oh, these two drunkards are very qualified for this. Jagaiya and Madhai, drunkards, very sinful. Oh, these are qualified persons. If they are liberated by this name, then I will have a very strong faith on Mahaprabhu. Otherwise, I will not believe him. I will reject him. And what became? Oh, when Nityananda Prabhu only wished, oh, they were liberated. And you know that one of them, oh, what?
Struck.
Oh, some clay pot of that drinking.
Wine.
Even he told, oh, I have come to give it in concessional rate. You should chant even. And they chanted and they became all very high class of devotees. So with this concession you should preach and make them ready to come to me. And then I will take them. That they will be very high class of devotees. In this way you should preach. Go on doing this. You know that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was coming to Vrindavan, and in Ramkeli Gram he met with Rupa and Sanatan. And how he ordered them that you should very soon meet with me in Vrindavan. I am going to Vrindavan. And they left everything. Rupa Goswami divided his whole property into two parts, one for Brahmins and one for family maintenance. And this was given. And some he kept to some businessmen. Where Sanatan Goswami was in prison. But if he needed, he will need, you should give him. So many coins, thousands of coins, was kept in business house. And how Sanatana Goswami it gave as a bribe to the jail keeper. And he was liberated from there. Even he was coming in the way with his one servant. And in the way, some dacoits were there, and they wanted to kill both and to take that jewels. But Sanatana Goswami was very intelligent. He told that, "Have you anything with you?" He told that, "I have some.
Golden coins.
Oh, at once you should give me." And he took, and he gave to the dacoit leader. And then he became very happy. "Oh, I have been saved by doing some sins. Otherwise in the night I will have killed you both. But you are giving yourself. Now what you want, I will serve you." He told that, "Oh, take me out of this forest and hilly places. I want to go to Varanasi." Oh, that he did. But the leader of the dacoit told that, "And still your servant has won. One golden coin. But I don't care, you should go." And when Sanatana Goswami came out of the forest and hilly lands on the bank of Ganges towards Varanasi, he asked, "Have you something any more?" He told that, "Oh yes, I have one. Why you kept? This is like a date. Call. Why you kept? Oh, I have kept only to serve you. Oh, then you have no faith in God. Your Krishna is merciful, you have no. So you should return back with this money." He began to cry, but even he was so hard that he told her, "I cannot take you. You will make me so many problems. So when you are going to do bhajan, you should be nishkinchal like Sanatana Goswami. Otherwise you cannot be, and cannot be." Certainly. One day you'll have to keep all these things and to be nishkinchal like him. Otherwise sweet pastimes of Krishna and them cannot come in pure way. What we are now chanting and remembering, these are not pure. So often it becomes aparat, namaparat. And sometimes it may be namabhas. Even namabhas is coming of very high class. It will destroy all your sinful activities, all ignorance and everything. Then you will be qualified for pure name. So first, anyhow, we should not give up to chant name with aparadha also. We should go on doing. And by the high class of association like this, you'll be very strong. And then it may be some namabhas can come. If you are chanting 16, you are chanting 64 rounds in one, 64 rounds, one name may be namabhas. It may be. It may be not. But those who are fortunate, their names should be namabhas. And one namabhas will destroy all things. Darkness will go. The light of name will come. Your heart will be purified. And then it will be the platform for pure name. And one name what will do? It will attract Krishna. It will attract Srimati Radhika also. And then very soon, that ready rati, mood, bhav, will come. So one name even in your life comes, it will destroy your all prarabdha karma. You know prarabdha karma? By prarabdha karma we have taken this body, human body, now. And it is essential that you will have to enjoy the fruits of your bad activities, good activities, for which this human body is made. You cannot.
Thank you.
No, never and never. You will have to. Whether you are walking or whether you are weeping. Like a doctor, if he wants to operate and make you healthy, then whether you are laughing or whether you are
crying.
Anyhow, he will give some scent and you will be. And he will easily operate. He knows the tricks. And he will must operate. So Krishna is a very high class of
doctor.
And he is so many subordinates like Guru Acharya. They are more than him. Krishna can have some consideration, but this Acharya, no consideration. They will do very quickly
operate
you, and all your bad things they will take. So try to follow all these things. If any one of this whole council is falling, then my preaching is successful. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has told, Srila Prabhupada has told, also Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami has told the same thing. Not only they, Srimad Bhagavat, Gita, and all such tells like that. But it is very rare, very rare. You are very rare. So many elephants, so many tigers, so many bears, so many fishes, so many trees, creepers in this world. Lots and lots humans. There are so many species of human life. No? How much? 4 lakhs. Among them you are. So you are also rare. But I want the rare of rare. What is that slok? Narayan Parayana Sudurlabha Prasantatma Koti Swati Mahamya.
Muktanam
Abhisiddhanam Narayana Parayana. Even Narayan. And in them, one Krishna Bhakti is rare. In Krishna Bhakti also, Siddha Bhakti are more rare. In them, those who have a taste in greed in Brajarasa, they are more. In them, if anyone is of Dasyaras, very rare. In their rare, Sakharas, Vala Bhakta is so rare. And in them, Vatsalya more rare. And Koteshwapi Vatsalyaras, Vala Bhakta, one gopi mood is rare. Very rare. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to sprinkle this special mercy to all and add the same message for you. So you are so lucky. Don't be weak for sense gratification. Sense gratification cannot help you. You cannot be happy. After 2 days, you will be very worry, and so much problems will come. No one help in this world. This path is very bad. In this way, very ferocious tigers and all are there, and burning fire is there. If you go, at once you will be burnt. So don't come with me. In bhakti path, it is very easy, very easy, very smooth, very fragrant. So much shade of trees here, kadamba tree, tamal tree, so many. You will be happy. They prefer sweet water. In that way, no water, no shade, always burning fire out there. But I know that you are attracted by that. Don't go. If you are following me, and not following, then go and you will taste Safar. Gaur Pramanandi. So, we want to begin today Rupa Siksha. I have told about Sanatana Diksha something. You should begin Rupa Siksha. How Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told his name. Prayat, I want to give him one drop of some ocean of rasa. Begin something, then other will tell. That is why I came today very early. And I wanted that today we should tell about sadhana and sadhya. Sadhya, you know, to serve Srimati Radhika, to be a Radhika Dasi, this is our goal, highest goal. There are so many goals, Dasya Sakha Varsalya, but especially Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to sprinkle these. And we are now speaking about this, how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught Srila Rupa Goswami and gave one drop even to Rupa Goswami. That can drown whole world in that rush. Begin. So you saw. Never anywhere he has not written that they have come directly from Goloka. But some think that he has told. But he has not written. He has written so many things, places, that he cannot dissociate from Brahma, Goloka Vrindavan Dham. But some are mis-explaining all his words. He cannot go against Jiva Goswami. He cannot go against Srimad Bhagavatam. He cannot go against Chaitanya Charitamrita. He cannot go against all the acharyas from beginning to end. He cannot go. So he cannot write. We should explain. We should reconcile his words.
So Tathagata Shakti, the Jivas who died at this one is Shakti, they have the origin where? In Mahavishnu. This has been very clear nicely in Brahma Sunita.
There was a pure devotee, always chanting and remembering. And he was causeless merciful. He used to go to take bhiksha anywhere. One day he went to a bhiksha and fortunately he went to a door of a lady, old lady, who was very much against bhakti. That devotee went on the door and knocked the door and told, Radhe, 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 Radhe. It means give me something. But lady became very furious and very angry. And at once you should go out. I will not give anything. Go out at once. He came back. Next day again he went and told, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe. She became very furious and angry. I told you should not come. I don't want to see the face of devotees. Go at once. He returned back and next day again went and knocked the door and told, Radhe, 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 more louder. She became very angry. And she was at that time cleaning his courtyard by a old cow dung and mud with an old cloth. In India they do. So she was doing. She could not tolerate and she took that and threw out to him to beating. And then he gladly took that. Mother, you have given me this. And he took that and went to Jamuna and he cleaned it so much. And anyone has given ghee, he kept it in that ghee and made so many
ghee wicks.
He made. And he gave it to Thakurji daily. And what became? Next day again he went. And she was very polite and humble. I have done so many wrong things. Please excuse me. Please excuse me. And after that she became a high class of devotee. She became. So these are the examples of Sukriti mode. High class of Uttama Adhikari, Maha Maha Bhagavat, even Narada may come, but you have you cannot recognize, and you will make some offenses to in their lotus feet. Even that telling Hari Katha, but you will not be attracted. At that time, what will be? If they are given instructions and sweet pastimes of Krishna, you will sleep at once. You cannot enjoy. You cannot take anything. If there is no sanskar, no Sukriti. And if Sukriti, what he is telling? What he is telling? Noting down in his heart. And he will try to follow. He will not sleep. He will not give that chance. He will avail purely.
Or they will say, when such pure devotee is quoting the verse from Srimad Bhagavatam,
that this seed he gave to that person who was not happy in this world, and told that process of planting it and giving water, he told. But he gave to that person that you should plant in your heart and give water. Also save, so that animal cannot graze it. Make a fence. So now duty is whose? That person. Guru gave this and told all the process, and he went on. You should do. Time to time I will come and see how you are falling or not falling. Now, by that process, he took that seed and planted in his heart. Gurudev also did something. He plowed his heart and gave some
fertilizer.
It was like a barren land. But Gurudev mercifully, he plowed it, took out
weeds.
All kinds of
weeds.
Jungles cut out. Mayavad, Sakhi Bheki, Samaj Sahajya, and all. Sense gratification. He took off from that land. And he gave first water. What water? Hari Katha sweet. Especially first, the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Nityananda Prabhu. And then it became smooth and some fertilized. Guru has also somewhat mushal.
Plow.
Plow and club. What he did? The demons were against making this land fertilized. With his club, he drove out all wicked animals and all nothing from there. So this Guru did. And then he told, now this is fertile and you should plant in this way. And then that person followed the followed the process and planted here very, very carefully. And he was waiting for so many days. A sprout should come. Then what became? Madhav Maharaj, you will speak something. Very, very beautiful. You should try to hear. You cannot hear all these things anywhere in this world. I know. In whole world. Only you are hearing here. You cannot hear anywhere in the whole world. Not in this world, or in universe also. Or you can hear it only where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's bhakts are there. There. And they should be rasik and tattvaka. Then you can hear. Go on. Permission or manifestation of Baldev Prabhu, who has a plow and who has a club. You should know.
What is the water? Pavan kirtan jale karaye sechan.
The lens of the dimensions. Thought he was telling something.
Prahlad Maharaj told to his friend, they asked Prahlad, now our master is not here, better we can play.
And enjoy sense gratification light.
They told, oh Prahlad, don't be worried. Now our teacher is not here, let us eat, drink and be merry. Prahlad, no, never. Listen here first carefully. Komarat acharya pragdom dharman bhagavata aniha dullabha manasam janma sadapadruva. Two little come at first.
What are they?
Little garden, you can see, at first the limbs will come like what their position. And the which will come little outside, it is smooth, and which will go down, it is little rough.
First,
and
what is seen?
You will see the rough side is
what rough. First is seen? It is rough. And after that, when the lips is in fold, then rough side becomes
go down and smooth side will come.
And the smooth side come. What is this?
The first two lips are Kleshagni and Subhadra. Kleshagni means
if you are positively in the guidance of Guru or Vaishnava, you are following his instructions and chanting, remembering, oh, nine kinds of this bhakti, especially five kinds of bhakti. Sadhu Sangha, Nam Kirtan, Bhagavashman, Mathura Bhash, Srimurti Shaman. Oh, surely all your problems will go. All your difficulties, sorrow, suffering will go. Sure, if it is not going, it means you are not doing properly. And then, second will come.
Subhada.
Subhada. All kinds of Shubha.
All kinds of auspiciousness will come.
Will come. If so many problems are coming now in your life, you are suffering so much, or it means, or you are not doing properly all these things. You should follow and practice practically. You will see after some days, oh, it will go. And only good fortunate will come. So many good qualities will come automatically. All bad things go away. And after some time what becomes? Two lips more comes.
After that,
rough and smooth. What is rough and smooth?
Now, the lips, the upper part is smooth and lower part is rough.
It
what
has been
is told. The upper part, the smooth part is Raganga Bhakti. And lower part means rough part is Vaidhi Bhakti. By Raganga Bhakti you can develop very very easily, that is spontaneous devotion. And rough part means Vaidhi Bhakti, regulative devotion. We have no strong desire to do bhakti. Or we have heard from Guru and Vaishnava and Shastras, we will not do so. If you not do bhakti, we have got to hell without any help. So much we shall do. And second one, the spontaneous devotion. We have heard from Guru and Vaishnava. Oh, in broad, the Sakhas, they are playing with Krishna. Mother Yashoda and Nanda Baba, they are nourishing Krishna. Gopis are serving Krishna in so many ways. Just like I am giving one example. One, Krishna was surrounded with his sakhas and they went to arena, they start a wrestling match. And Krishna defeated by Sridham. And all sakhas began to clap. Oh, Krishna is loser, Sridham is winner. After few minutes, Krishna began to clap all alone. Then also, Krishna, what happened? Why are you clapping? Oh, I am winner. Sivan is loser. So I am clapping. Then Hokar stop. How come? You don't know? Playing according to wrestling match, if your battle starts up and your rivalry is on your chest, then you are defeated by him. So when Sivan was on my chest, the Sivan nose was down, my nose was up. So I am winner. You should follow it. So hearing all these things, if someone, I want to touch Krishna, this like Sridham, Subhad, etc. And I want to play Krishna, I want to make him happy. So hearing Harikatha and Mother Yashoda, what she is doing? She is touching Krishna. Oh Krishna, he was a naughty boy. I dressed you just now so nicely. You make the cloth dirty. I should not take you in my lap. I should not take any more. You are very naughty, like a monkey, go play with monkey. And Krishna is stealing butter here and there. Later on, when Krishna has stolen a butter from his mother house, then Mother Yashoda bind him. Oh, hearing this, none can bind Bhagavan. So Mother Yashoda bind Krishna. Oh, I want to also serve Krishna, he says. Hearing all this pastime, if anyone want to serve Krishna, this is then greed will come to serve. This is called spontaneous devotion, not by fear, but spontaneously want to serve hearing all these things. Later on, two more needs will come. What are those? Moksha Lohuta Krit Sudhulava. Moksha Lohuta Krit means we want salvation. And salvation is not good. So Bhagavan showed himself his own lot of leaves. Diya manam opina vrindanti bina maksevanam jana. If I want to donate my devotee the liberation or salvation, what they will do? So they don't like. They will not even listen to what Bhagavan, they will close their eyes, they don't want. So if we do bhakti, then tendency or propensity comes from your heart that you don't want salvation is too significant. Yet nothing is there in moksha. And Sudhula Lava. And this bhakti is very, very rare. Are you doing bhakti and Savan Kirtan? You are quartering by Savan and Kirtan. But you have to remember, Guru has told us before you have to make an offense. What offense? You make a fence. You have to make a fence, you should not do any offense. So what is the dangerous offense? Vaishnava Aparad. Yadi Vaishnava Aparad, uthe hati mata, upareva singata, sukhi jaye pata. If you do Vaishnava Aparad, offense in the lotus feet of a Vaishnava, then very, very dangerous.
Then what are two remaining leaves?
The two remaining leaves are Sandananda Vishesatma, Sri Krishna Kalpani Chatha. So, what are the two leaves? Rest that he will feel so much anger, so much pleasure. Always he will be always happy, happy. Sandananda, condensed form of pleasure you will get. And by your bhakti, even you attract Krishna. And you can control Krishna by your devotion. So to get this, this leads gradually, gradually. He should not do any Vaishnava Aparad.
No. Thank you.
After that, what became?
Very good. Oh, you should hear very positively. And note down your heart. Radhe 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 Jai 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 Shri Radhe. Otherwise, out of ignorance you are doing something, it is ignorance. It can be forgiven. No harm.
Dhruvita Udharan. Dhruvita Udharan. Dhruvita Udharan. Voiti Vichate
Dwarak. What you should do? Yes, sir.
We have example of Dhruva Maharaj when he came
to the... Cannot understand. But Vaishnava are so merciful, causeless merciful. Anyhow, they may make any sukriti, and after that they can know. Ignorance may go. But even knowing, and they are doing again and again offenses, then it will be very high class, very powerful offense, and he will go to hell. Anyone cannot save. Even Nam, even Krishna, very hard. In some cases, Nam can help. But personally, you will have to go to them and for me. Then Nam Prabhu may excuse, otherwise not. After that, what became?
Well,
he is not sincere. But hearing very powerful Hari Katha from Guru or any bona fide Vaishnava. Oh, what will be? He will not have bhakti. Oh, instead of bhakti, self-praise will come. All will praise him. They will donate so much wealth, reputation, so many cars, so many all luxurious things. Automatically they will. Very good, beautiful, young, aged lady will come. Automatically they will come. So all will come. And what will be? What became of the devotees of Swamiji? Those were not sincere. Oh, very easily they collected all these things and went to their hell. There was none to save him. Even they thought that, oh, my Gurudev was not qualified like me. I am taking so much wealth and giving to my Gurudev by hook and crook. He could not do. He depends on me. I can attract so many persons. Oh, he could not attract so much. Oh, we are more than him. But when these offenses came and he could not digest, then what became? They left everything and now they are like zero. Same person even they are. Some murdered himself to someone, anyone other murdered, and some are without all these things. No power, nothing, no one gives anything, but they hate. So you should be always careful for this, so that this should not come in you. First you should do, and then be sincere and hear, and then all good qualities will come.
So, Nishid Achar, forbidden behavior, cruelty, duplicity.
Oh, it seems that those who are not sincere, but preaching so much, but actually from heart, core of heart, they are not following the instructions of their Gurudev or devotees, or like Chaitanya Charitamrita and Srimad Bhagavat. What will be? Oh, so much worldly things will come to them, and they will think that, oh, bhakti. And others, those who are ignorant, they will think, oh, this person. Oh, very good singing. Oh, very good in pose. Very sweet voice. And his car is, the value of his car is what? How much?
$1,000,000.
$100,000. And his house? Oh, attractive everything.
Golden palace, golden
palace. So he is really a sincere guru and powerful or transcendental Vaishnava. Both will be what? Go to hell. But it will sing that he is also singing, chanting name, or he will, when he will be in house, he will not chant. When he will go out of his house, so at once he will take Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Now. And he will chant, he will not chant, he will chatter and patter only. But all this, oh, very glorious this person. Really he is a first class devotee. We should follow. And what becomes? After some time they see that, oh, with a lady he has fled away. He has run away here. or this is Vishi. So we should cut from the beginning this. But also there are so many
branches
are coming from its own root.
So all of these things which are very dangerous,
we should cut out. Even if you think that I should worship Shankar and he will give me so many wealth and reputation, oh, it should be cut out. Ganesh, like other demigods, everything you should cut out. And up to this, this is universe. And then Kripa, if you are doing so, then Kripa goes out of this. And there, Narayan, Lakshmi Narayan, Ramchandra, even Krishna, Dwarkadhis, we should scream. And if you are going to Vrindavan, Sakharas, Vatsalaras, you should not scream. What you should do? You should honor, and keeping them aside, you should go where? In the lotus feet of gopis. And there, this lata will fruit, very good fruit, but still it is not ripen. After some time it will ripen. By practicing bhakti yoga here, hari katha shraman, shramanam kirtanam vishnanam, by this. And then there it will be ripen. Where? In Golok Vrindavan, in the lotus feet of Krishna. But where is gardener?